Last year, there were more than 60,000 incidents of domestic abuse in Scotland.
Our concern for many years now at Scottish Women's Aid and sort of around the network of Women's Aid groups is that the patterns of behaviour and the kinds of coercive and controlling behaviour that go on in domestic abuse are not reflected in the way that cases come to court. They're still treated on the whole as relatively minor offences.
That's Lily Greenan from Scottish Women's Aid. So what can the authorities do to make sure more victims are encouraged to come forward? Well, one of Scotland's top prosecutors wants to make domestic abuse a specific offence. Here's Solicitor General Leslie Thompson.
What we'll do is we will look at developing an offence which covers a course of conduct so that you can look at patterns of behaviour over a period of time.
That means prosecutors won't just look at the violence involved, they'll also take into consideration years of mental or emotional abuse. I've been speaking to our most senior police officer.
Steve House, Chief Constable, Police Scotland.
Is there room for improvement within Police Scotland when it comes to tackling domestic abuse?
It's a big focus for us. I think as across the country, my officers and staff do a really, really good job, but there's always room for improvement.
And making domestic abuse a specific offence, is that the best way forward?
I think it's a really interesting approach. It's always been a difficulty in that, you know, it's not a specific crime on its own.
And the Chief Constable has proposed a new group to look at the so-called Clare's Law, which has already been trialled in England and Wales. First Minister Alex Salmond announced it at Holyrood earlier.
The Chief Constable has today proposed a multi-agency group to set up to develop a pilot on Clare's Law disclosure scheme in Scotland.
That would give people the right to know if their partner has a history of domestic violence.